Well, truly one of Connecticut's and in fact, America's gifts to the cultural arts scene and certainly to theater and musical theater is the Goodspeed Opera House down on the shoreline here in Connecticut. We're pleased to be bringing in their associate artistic director, Michael Fling, this morning for a conversation not only about Goodspeed and the contributions that that institution has made over the many years, but also to help them celebrate an inaugural program that they are launching this summer. You've heard the PSA messages we've been reading over the past few weeks. This is the inaugural summer youth program that called Summer Song. So we're going to be talking with Michael about that in just a moment. But we want to remind you that it's time to make plans to get down and get funky. That's right. Stratford's Sterling Community Center is hosting Boogie at the Brewery. It's coming up on Saturday, March 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at Two Roads Brewery on the Stratford Bridgeport line. Boogie at the Brewery features live music by Band Central, delivering a soulful tribute to Motown and classic soul hits. Guests are going to enjoy Two Roads award-winning craft beers, great company, and a lively atmosphere, all in support of Sterling Community Center's local programming. Learn more and reserve your tickets now by going to sterlingcommunitycenter.org/boogie. All right, time to a boogie with Michael Fling. Michael, welcome to the program. It's so great to meet you.
Hey, thank you for having us. I down to boogie anytime.
All right. Well, Stratford's got the answer to that, and you get a few beers to drink as well. Can't beat it. Like high school, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe not my high school experience, but, you know, yes, exactly.
Well,
in theory.
Well, it's funny. Last week on the program, we welcomed the new Connecticut State Troubadour, Charlie Widmer, and we talked about how he got his start, and I was expecting to hear, oh, as a child, his parents, you know, put an instrument in his hand or stood over him with a yardstick and made him, you know, kind of practice scales on the saxophone or whatever. No. No, he got his start, you know, as the lead in Greece at his high school in Oxford. So theater is a rich and fertile ground for creatives to start many a career. Let's hear about yours.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's funny. You know, even before I was at Goodspeed, there's this idea of like gateway musicals that like are the things that introduce a lot of people to theater and the arts. And Annie is certainly one of them. And of course we're known for Annie. We'll get to that. But, yeah. About me, I mean, I got the theater bug. I mean, I was always a kid who was performing, and any holiday gathering was a, you know, reason to put on a show for the family, and that was just always kind of my thing. And then, my grandma I was living with my grandma and my mom for a while when my parents had separated, and my grandma had gone to a local Christmas concert. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma originally. And one of the local high school choir directors, they were doing Music Man, and he turned around in the middle of their concert and said, "Hey, you know, we're doing the Music Man. We're looking for local kids. You know, if you know a kid that wants to audition." And she came home and she was like, "Michael, Memorial High School is doing the Music Man, and you look like Ron Howard. You have to go." And here we are, not quite 30 years
later.
Yeah,
making trouble in another river city, right?
Exactly. So from, you know, anyway, it's funny that it was literally like, "You look like Ron Howard, and you're always performing." And now I caught the bug and absolutely love it and haven't looked back since.
And I have to say, you are installed at a as you mentioned, a very historic hall there at the Goodspeed. And the Goodspeed experience for many begins when that building first comes into sight, first comes into their field of view for the first time.
There's nothing quite like it.
Let's talk a little bit about the theater and this rich history that it will bring to another new crop of young people this summer during Summer Song.
So Goodspeed has been around, as you know, since 1876. The building was built in 1876, and it's and then fell into disrepair. And then in the 1960s, a group of local community organizers and were like, you know, we can't tear this building down. We need to restore it. And we started doing musicals effectively, to make the very long story short, and have been doing musicals ever since. And it's really, you know, just there, it's in our DNA. The musical theater is in our DNA. And but we've never had a summer. I mean, we've never had a summer program before. That was always kind of something that we didn't do. And so we're excited to be launching this program to bring the joy of musical theater to, and the performing of musical theater to kids, you know, between ages 9 and 14. But you know, somewhat based off of actually a program that I did in my youth, that was, you know, you did a musical in a week, and I did it at church, growing up, and it was like the best week of my summer every year. And, you know, to be able to get to perform with kids my age and do a show. And so as we were, you know, then we wanted to expand our programming and the things that we're doing, in the community. And this felt like a really, you know, rich, opportunity to share. And it's a real passion of mine to be, to inspire the next generation.
Talk a little
and give them some of the opportunities that I have.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about your thoughts around what is so often a life-changing experience. Say what you will, you know, about sports and other types of social opportunities for young people, camp and such, but there is a underserved audience of young people for whom theater experiences can make a life-changing difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, I mean, it's no secret that, you know, arts funding in the country is not as amazing as it is in other places, or as plentiful as it is. But, you know, there are tons of, there's nothing quite like, my kind of life's operating thing is like, I think every person's a theater person, whether they realize it or not. They just haven't seen the show or been involved in the way that is the right way for them to, you know, understand the magic of theater. So, I mean, in creating this opportunity, we want to give all kids who may not have choir at their school or may not get to sing or be in a musical, at all, through school or, through a community group or whatever that may be. We wanted to give them the opportunity to shine and to see what it is to put on a show, and in a very quick, limited period of time. But there's nothing quite like being able to actually do it, and understand the things that go into it. And like I said, the magic that goes on to actually make what we watch, or what audiences watch happen. I think there's just nothing like it. And I know personally from my own personal experience, like I lived for the week a year that I was going to get to do a musical at the church. I wasn't even the lead all the time. It wasn't about being the lead. It was just like the opportunity to perform and the opportunity to sing and, be silly in front of, my friends and family and the community that was at those camps effectively. And there's just nothing like when you let the kids do their thing, when you let kids do their thing, and be the center of attention and the star of the show. And you know, they're not just the second banana in a musical that we're doing on the main stage, but they're the real, it's all about them and all about training them and educating them and giving them that opportunity. I think it's amazing to watch kids rise to the occasion. It's not unlike a camp, you know, it's not unlike a sleepover camp where like kids rule the world. It's like their world. There's just adults facilitating it. What I mean?
And they get to tread the spaces and sing and dance and act where so many legacies have begun, or so many legacy performers have shared that air.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like the atmosphere of a theater, and something about, you know, the old adage is like the smell of the grease paint. We don't really use grease paint for makeup anymore, but there is something about just the smell of a theater and all of the curtains and the boards and all the stuff that it's intoxicating.
Yeah. Long before the roar of the crowd, the magic happens.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes, you know, a show that we do, you know, when we perform a show at Goodspeed, like we are in rehearsal for about 4 weeks with another week on top of that inside the theater, teching the show and adding all the elements together and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So by the time the first audience sees it, we've been sitting with the show for a long time. But, you know, it's so we're not obviously doing that length of time, but it'll be a good exposure for kids who want to try it and and see a little bit about what it is to put on a show.
We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left with Michael Fling. He's Associate Artistic Director at Goodspeed Musicals. Their inaugural Goodspeed Summer Song Youth Theater Program hits the boards this summer. And it looks to be a very, very exciting thing. Your young thespian fledgling actor, actress, singer, dancer, they can be part of the first ever summer song while spots last at Goodspeed Musicals at the Goodspeed Opera House in East Haddam here. Michael, walk us through what these young people are going to experience when they qualify and become part of this inaugural summer song season.
So we're going to put on a show in a week, basically. They'll show up on day one and we'll get to know each other and start learning music from the show. Of course, we're kicking off with Annie, a show that speaks to our legacy and also the power of kids on stage and what they are capable of. And a show that we debuted its original production 50 years ago and are doing a 50th anniversary production this Christmas. But it felt like the right time to launch and put on a show in a week with kids. So we're doing Annie Jr., which is basically a 60-minute reduction of Annie that is built specifically for all kids to be playing all the roles. So we'll get to know each other on that day one and then start doing some auditions and be cast. The show will be cast by the end of the day. Like, roles will be assigned. Every kid who is a participant in the program will get a part of some kind. No one gets cut from the show. It's just a matter of where you are in the show. And then over the next of the course of the next 4 days, we'll put all the show together. So it'll be lightning fast. But again, I'm always impressed when you give kids and students the opportunity to rise to the occasion. They always do. You can put like really, really tall tasks in front of a kid and they'll be like, yeah, yeah, I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. And that's one of the most exciting things is the transformation that can happen in young people who are given that shot and given that support. So so this July, we opened up registration earlier this week, and we almost sold it out immediately. And so we added a second week due to demand. So the week of July 13th, we're doing the second. So it's really exciting that the world and community has responded so positively. As excited about this as we are.
Now, will this camp or this summer song theater experience also give the young people any exposure to what's going on behind the scenes, to the whole tech background, box office, any props, costumes? Will they be experiencing all that?
Yeah, so we've built into the program, so it's not like there'll be a ton of costumes and sets with this production of Annie Jr., but we have built into the program opportunities at during the lunch break, basically, and or adjacent to the lunch, the time that we take lunch. There'll be like workshops and little things with members of our staff from various parts of theater, because it takes a village to run a show, whether that's selling tickets or putting up the sets, hanging the lights. So there'll be lots of cool exposure and things about the other stuff that it takes to put on a show beyond just the singing and dancing and acting.
And the other question is, smart directors often utilize opportunities like this to perhaps identify, if not recruit. Is there any possibility that you may identify an individual or two from the summer song production of Annie Jr. who you might reach out to consider auditioning for the big 50th anniversary presentation this coming holiday season?
I mean, I think the short answer to that is yes. You know, we're always looking for the best talent, and no matter how we need it. So I think that's always a part of the equation. And I think certainly going forward, you know, we hope that this is a program that we keep with and keep doing and expand. And so certainly over the course of years, I mean, we'd be silly to not be looking at these talented youth that are right in our orbit as potential people that could be on our stage and be given that next major opportunity. I know, again, when I was a kid, I did one of my first, one of the biggest community theater shows that I did while I was growing up. I was plucked right from my summer song. The program was called The Same Thing. To go be 10-year-old Tommy in the Who's Tommy. So I think there are absolutely avenues and possibilities there with our campers.
Wonderful. And while I'm sure this is occupying a lot of your energy in the planning, especially now that a second session has been put on the books, what else are you kind of either peripherally or directly involved with in terms of the rest of the 2026 season and business at Goodspeed?
Oh, all of it. I mean, as associate artistic director, that's really my all the artistic things that we do. I have some amount of involvement in. So we just wrapped up or are in the midst of wrapping up casting for Jesus Christ Superstar this week, and I'm directing Crazy for You at the Opera House this summer. So that occupies a lot of my time preparing that, then the Snow Goose, which is our commission and a piece that we're really, really proud of and thrilled to be having the world premiere on our stage.
And say that again. I missed the title.
Oh, The Snow Goose. The Snow Goose. It's based on a Paul Gallico novel that is beloved by the people who know it, but not, and it's a really beautiful story. So we're excited to be doing that. And I run all our New Works programs during our off season. So our Writers Grove, our Festival of New Musicals. So there really is no, you know, we joke that it's the off season. I'm like, well, there's not really an off season. It's my frequent joke, but the slate's pretty full, but we're excited to be adding Summer Song to it.
Fantastic. If you are interested, folks, in learning more about the full scope of things happening at Goodspeed, you can go to goodspeed.org. And if you're specifically interested in seeing if there's a slot left for a young actor, singer, dancer, thespian in your world, you can just go to goodspeed.org/summersong. Our guest for this segment has been Michael Fling. He's associate artistic director at Goodspeed and the Goodspeed Musicals. Their very first ever Summer Song session is going to feature Annie Jr. and tons of fun and education and welcoming inclusiveness for young people. So, Michael, great to meet you. Thank you so much. And I hope to be able to chat with you and your colleagues again.
Yeah, so great to meet you, too. Thank you for having us and be happy to be back anytime.